Hello and welcome to the Tantra for Gay Men podcast, hosted by Jason and Ingo Tantra. Here we're exploring spirituality and personal growth through the practice of Tantra, the body, energy and sex. Hello there, beautiful podcast listeners. It's Jason Tantra here. Welcome to episode 17. Ingo and I are talking about the question, how Tantra can improve your sex life. Listen all the way through because there's some really juicy nuggets. And again, we take you on a journey around, really interesting podcast. Also at the end, listen to that because we talk about a retreat that we're doing in a month or so at the time of releasing this. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello there, beautiful Ingo.
Hello there, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Here we are. Welcome to episode 17. And today's topic is how can Tantra improve your sex life? How can Tantra improve your sex life?
There could be, you know, we could talk hours about this.
Okay, right? Well, let's see. Yeah. Do you want to start?
Where do we start?
Well, I've got something I wanted to say. Uh-huh. I would have said that before I met Tantra, I was not very good at sex or didn't really know much about sex.
Okay.
And didn't know much about my body, didn't know much about how I responded. To be honest, I actually didn't really enjoy sex in my 20s. So I first, I think, discovered Tantra when I was about 33, 34.
Yeah.
And I would have said that sex in my 20s was either really good because I found somebody really hot that I found super horny. And I'm not sure that's the only way. Here at the tender age that we are now, I'm not sure having sex with people purely based on how they look is a successful route. But I would have said sex in my 20s, if I found them super hot, then I had a really good time. And the rest of the time, it was mediocre because I think in one way I was projecting my need for the other person to be attractive for me to feel horny. And I think that was one of the big lessons I learned in Tantra. And before I go into that in depth, but I would have said Tantra sex in my 20s wasn't a great, great experience. How was it for you? Or what can you
well,
share?
Well, my process was a little bit different from yours, I would say, because for me through Tantra, I realized that by hindsight, my sex life wasn't great because by hindsight, I didn't have much of a relationship with my body.
Yes.
I was very, very much living in this hyper-academic, hyper-in-my-head kind of space, and sex didn't play that much of a role in my life.
Yeah.
I did have sex, but it was more... Was it more functional? Yeah, now by hindsight, it was probably just a physiological function.
Okay.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit like not much, I would say, you know, the potential that sex has, I wasn't even aware of. It was pleasurable.
Yes.
I didn't have loads of it, but I did have some of it.
Yes.
I was not very... you know, I was not very worried about that because other things that were more academic, you know, were on my were dominating basically what I wanted to do all the time. So I almost forgot about sex a little bit.
So, if I was just to launch the question of the podcast at you, and maybe you could do the same to me, but it's like, how has Tantra improved your sex life?
For me, I almost felt, I think I talked about this quite a long time in episode one or two of this podcast.
Okay.
Because I think I am probably a little bit of a not so usual case in Tantra,
mm-hmm.
because Tantra catapulted me immediately from, sex is functional,
mm-hmm.
into, wow, sex is incredibly spiritual. I almost had a spiritual breakthrough, which I talked mm-hmm. about several times already on this podcast, but I basically had a complete, utter spiritual breakthrough that felt like, you know, like if you take psychedelics for the first time, you're just completely into a new world. And for me, it was breaking through from sex doesn't play very much of a role in my life.
Mm-hmm.
To, oh wow, if this is what it can do, then I want to really, really explore this.
Mm-hmm.
And all this journey that is usually in between for people, which is, as you say, improving my sex, and then it breaks into the spiritual. This, for me, didn't really happen. It was almost like that in the years afterwards, then it started to improve my sex,
yes.
if that makes sense.
Yes.
But I basically came from, I started the wrong way around.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Does it make sense for
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
How about you?
Well, I think for me, as I think about it, it's in different pockets or different buckets that I think about how Tantra has improved my sex life, because it's been immeasurably profound in so many different aspects. Like for me, sex is, you know, there's firstly, the relationship with my body. I'm not sure before I went to Tantra that
relationship with your body.
Well, that's
that resonates for me. Well, yeah,
I'm not even sure I knew that I had a body.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I had a cock, a balls. Mm-hmm. I had a chest. I had a bum. I had legs, arms. I'm not sure I even had any awareness that I had a body at all. And it was only through different tantric practices that woke me up. So for example, we created the ecstatic body practice based upon opening the body to experience ecstasy. Inga, I had absolutely, that was not even anywhere within a million miles of my trajectory.
Yeah.
That was even possible. You know, and for me, the ecstatic body ecstasy is the energy in the body before erotic energy, before orgasmic energy. And to start to learn and to train my body to respond to touch, to listen to sensation, to track and follow what my experience was, to be more present with the sensations that are happening in my body, those aspects of Tantra for me were utterly transformational even before I'd even got to sexual energy. I don't know, how about for you in those parts in your relationship with your body?
Well, when I hear you talk about it, again, I think I had a different trajectory in which the first thing I was really impressed by, as you know, I've talked about that many times in this podcast, was the impact on my mind, basically.
Okay.
Was the spiritual, I can only call it an impact like a complete meditative spiritual experience and of those techniques. And yes, those techniques went through sex. We were sexually aroused all the time. We were circulating the energy. We were visualizing. Mm. We were stimulating. We were practicing multiple orgasms and all of that. But the first thing that really impressed me was the impact on my mind. Wow, if this is what my mind can do, I wanna I want to study this more. And only afterwards, only then when I really then started to study it, mm-hmm. for me, then sex improved, as in the okay. sex is improving. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
But the other element came
yes.
before, and that's what really, really impressed me and what kept me in Tantra. And I'm saying this because for many people, it's the other way around.
Yes.
They first experience when they start to study Tantra, they first experience how their sex life becomes better. And I experienced these things then later in my tantric training, how I could have, you know, orgasms just like this, mm-hmm. just concentrating and breathing, and mm-hmm. I'm having an orgasm, like a dry orgasm, mm-hmm. just like this. Mm-hmm. And or like extending my orgasm when I'm in this, you mentioned it, full sensation with another person or with myself or whatever. But that was the second step in yeah. my trajectory, and yeah. it is the first step in most other people's trajectory. When we teach it, it's a yes. first step. Do you yes. see what I mean?
Yes, yes. For me, I think one of the things that was transformational in my sex that happened in mm-hmm. Tantra was all of the judgments I had about myself mm-hmm. and about other people. And I thought up to that point when I met Tantra, that my sexual energy was dependent, my arousal was dependent mm-hmm. upon how other people looked. Mm-hmm. And I think my Tantra training, what I went through with the other participants, it would be fair to say that most of the other participants wouldn't be people that I would have traditionally fancied. So they wouldn't have been people that I would have picked up in a club or picked up online to have a sexual encounter with. Actually, I probably would have blocked them, ignored them. And the reason I say this is because I think one of the problems mm-hmm. of in a men who loves men community and they're choosing partners to have sex, there's something about learning to step beyond the visual or step beyond the normal rules mm-hmm. in how you select partners to be intimate and have an encounter with. And I kind of relate it, like if you ever see like a horse, old-fashioned horse put in cart, and the horse has blinkers on mm-hmm. and the horse can only see 5% of their vision mm-hmm. because actually what they want the horse to do is just to go forward. For me, I think that was how I picked sexual partners before I was in Tantra, literally with those blinkers on. And I argue from a political standpoint in Tantra that most people only pick sexual partners based on their looks, which is 5% of the true vision of people. And what I learned in my early tantric years in practice, we would be doing practices that would involve sexual energy. Mm-hmm. And what I started to learn was that there was a difference between what I was looking at, the person that I was looking at, and the experience mm-hmm. going on in my body. Actually, those two things were one and the same before I did Tantra, it was like, oh, I find you attractive. I'm feeling turned on in my body. Those were like one and the same thing. What I learned in the Tantra classroom was that I'm with somebody and they're beautiful and I love them. I don't maybe typically fancy them, mm-hmm. but actually I'm engaging my sexual energy. Oh, and there's a whole other experience here to be in that mm-hmm. that isn't dependent upon how the other person looks. Now, for me, that's a hugely liberating, and you know, we talk about Tantra being a pathway of liberation and freedom. And I think if you're able to liberate from yourself from the idea of needing anything from anybody else to have really good sex, and remember, sex is a metaphor for life, I think there's a huge spiritual lesson here. If you have a dependency upon anybody outside of you for anything, mm-hmm. that will only typically result in your misery. If we bring it back to sex, if you're dependent upon the other person to touch you in a certain way, or to look a certain way, or to be a certain way, or to do something to you in a certain way, that is the pathway of misery and being feeling let down and not feeling met. If you're able to take responsibility for your own sensations, and you're able to meet what's happening in the moment for what it is and be total in it, be mm-hmm. fully immersed in that experience, then I think that is a very good example of how mm-hmm. Tantra can improve your sex. That was quite a bit to say there.
You mention this hints to the concept of totality.
Yes. Right?
Sex and totality. And I remember for me, what Tantra replaced right from the beginning mm. is, similarly to you, I probably had some ideas about, you know, what makes a person attractive, what do they need to look like, mm-hmm. How old do they need to be, what mm. body shape do they need to have. Mm. And that went immediately out of the window and was almost replaced by this idea of, I didn't even know that I found that it could be so erotic mm. to be with someone who has learned how to completely let go and how to completely be totally
yes
in that energy without pretending, mm-hmm. without putting on a performance. Mm-hmm. Without thinking what they are looking like, what they're being like. And oh God, I found that, remember there were, you know, in our first Tantra trainings, there were a few people like that who had done quite a lot of Tantra. Mm. And I was like, oh wow, I being with them, I found that so arousing. But mm. all they were doing mm-hmm. was to completely be with what their energy was like. Of mm. course, in the framework of consent and all of that, mm. but they felt so connected,
yes,
somehow, and that
has an attraction to
exactly.
it
exactly, and that for me that mm. that almost immediately then replaced my previous patterns of attraction or
yes.
something like that, to a point where now I can look at. You know, I can look at people, especially certain porn stars, mm-hmm. you know, that I found super attractive before.
Yes.
And now it's like, actually, when they're having sex there, it's just a performance. They're not mm. really there. Mm. Mm. And then I can look at people that I wouldn't have found physically attractive before, mm. but... God, when they have, you know, when they have sex, it's like they're really in it and they're really connected.
It feels like what you're saying.
That's
that
one thing, yeah.
It feels like what you're saying is mm. that what makes somebody attractive mm-hmm. is their ability to be fully present.
Yes.
And that there is a... Well, you remind me of when we used to go and teach in an Osho community in Minehead. We used to...
Yeah.
And they were practicing Tantra all the time.
Yeah.
And there was just something ever so juicy, ever so succulent, ever so seductive in the people that were there. You could tell they were just oozing this like energy that yes. was appealing and kind of sexy and erotic.
Well, you could be with those people. And
yeah.
I found this super intriguing because with those people, when they said to you, I wanna have sex with you, mm. you could be absolutely sure, you could be absolutely feeling it, that this is really, really what they wanted. There was no pretending in there.
Yeah.
It was like just pure energy.
Yes. I think that's another key thing to say in that when we talk about mm. how Tantra can improve mm. your sex, the things I do in sex are different
yes.
to a porn film and are different to what I was doing pre-Tantra. Mm-hmm. So, for example, what I may be doing now post-Tantra, I would say is different because actually what I'm more focused on is what's happening for me, what's happening for the other person, what's happening in us in that greater context. And it isn't such a mechanical experience that I need to get off and come. I think that's another point that I would say. Whether I come or not is irrespective, but because the intention I'm going into the experience with, once you embark on a tantric journey, changes.
That's one, as if I put this into just one almost like quip or whatever is
quip.
For me, tantra change. For me, since tantra, sex is from the inside out.
Yes.
And before that, it was at least partly from the outside in.
Yes.
In the sense that, right now, for me, going into sex means being really, really connected. Mm-hmm. What is present in my body in terms
yes.
of, in terms of, you know, animalistic impulses mm. right now. Mm. What is it that I really, really am feeling, and the energy is there, mm. as opposed to before. It was, there was always an element there before that was about like, what is this ideal, almost this ideal image
yes.
of ideal sex, what it yes. should be, what I would like, because I'd seen it in a porn film.
Yes.
But it was, it was all coming from my mind.
Yes.
All coming from fantasy.
Yes. Well, and not then, and not fantasy in a way that feels creative.
Yes, but from fantasy is probably not the right word.
Mm.
From a kind of imagination.
Prescribed.
Yes, a kind of imagination that is mm. conditioned by whatever it is conditioned by, mm. but it is basically coming from a headspace.
Yes.
It's not coming from the depths of my
yeah.
my bodily impulses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a different way, you know, to go. For example, let's say, what I would like to do is I would like to have, you know, I would like to fuck this ideal person that mm. looks like a porn star, and mm. I would like things to be like this or like that, mm. almost like a script.
Yes, yes.
And that never works, obviously. That sometimes can partly work, but there's always quite a yeah. level of frustration in there. But that's, I think, how most people are conditioned to do sex. Whereas now, this was turned on its head. Mm. It's not anymore from the outside in,
mm-hmm.
or from the head to what I do, mm-hmm. but rather from what is present in my body as an impulse, and I will completely go into that and live that.
It's like tantra liberates you
yes.
from the conformity of sex as
yes.
prescribed to you.
As yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah, but that's just one aspect. You know?
Another idea I wanted to put on the table. Mm-hmm. Was it, what do you call that in America? Were you spitballing? One other idea on a spitball is the idea that I would say one of the other ways that tantra has improved my sex
mm-hmm.
is I'm much more clearer if I want somebody to do something to my body in a way that brings me increased physical pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't tolerate things anymore.
Yeah.
I'm much more do this harder, squeeze that firmer, chew on that bit. I said chew on it. And it's not coming from a place of controlling, but it's coming from a place of feeling free
mm-hmm.
to help somebody know what brings me greater pleasure. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is like another unapologetic aspect of tantra, in the freedom and liberation that you experience and express. Actually, it gives you the confidence to be clearer how you would like those sensations to feel in your body, and to not be ashamed in asking for it.
Yeah, and that's why I like, you know, since then, that's why I like spaces like certain sex parties so much
yep.
because I can see people really going into negotiating
yes.
what would work for them, and then really, really going for it if it's
yes.
if it's a good sex party.
Yes.
And that was not somehow on my trajectory before.
Yes.
But this, what we are just talking about is actually, you know, this question is, how has Tantra improved my so-called mundane sex?
Yes.
Everyday sex.
Yes.
And we haven't even talked about then the second layer, what has it improved my sex into, which is the whole spiritual,
yes,
the whole spiritual dimension. But
do you want to talk about that bit?
Yeah, or shall we stay with the mundane a little bit?
I don't know. Let's see where we go. But let's go with this bit that you think that could have ground. Let's talk about that.
What did you want to say about the mundane?
I never used the word mundane. I wasn't describing it as mundane. It doesn't feel mundane.
No, it doesn't.
When I'm getting bits of me rubbed and I'm asking.
Yeah.
I was just, as I said, just summarizing. Mm-hmm. I was talking about feeling able to ask for what I want, to be more communicative about how I want things to happen. Mm-hmm. And as I said, I think there's a liberation in not having to put up with things because they're a certain way, but that you can ask and you can, you know, make polite requests and people can change things. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to talk about the spiritual, so let's go into that bit.
Yes, I was basically... what was new for me is that sex is not just sex. Sex is actually... In Tantra, sex is playing with the strongest physical energy that we have in our body, the sexual energy, in order to open up what in Tantra we call the energy body, our energetic system. Mm-hmm. And then via that, the sexual energy just, it does something completely different from sex. It completely changes the way you perceive the world, and it opens up all these possibilities in your mind and in your body to experience the world differently.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, you know, if you ask how has Tantra changed your sex life, yes, it has changed my sex life. Sex as in sex.
Yeah.
The way I'm having sex with others. But the main thing, the main question would be, what has Tantra changed your sex into? And I would say it has changed my sex into that all sex is not just sex anymore. It is basically a spiritual experience, and it is an opening of all of these realms, basically. These inner realms that I didn't even know existed.
So what you're saying is that sex for you now has become much more than just the biological function of releasing sexual frustration, and it's gone beyond intimacy and connection.
Yes.
In a traditional relationship.
Completely.
Actually, it's been a leaping board. I'm trying to think, a springboard, that's it. It's been a springboard into connecting that which is greater than you, which you would define as a spiritual experience.
Yes, I would call it the direct access to, let's call it, the numinous, without any middleman, basically. So we can, it's almost like we can have a cup of tea with the divine, with God.
Yeah.
We don't need anyone else to explain to us what that is, but through using sexual energy in the way that we use it in Tantra, we can open up that possibility to encounter the divine directly within ourselves. And in that sense, sex is not sex anymore once you start Tantra.
Well, and for me, you remind me of the concept of what I call journeying. Mm-hmm. And this idea that you can use your sexual energy, you can cultivate it, stimulate it in a way to propel you through a journey, through an experience that is using your sexual energy. And what I mean by journeying is being awake and being alert to the experience as it's unfolding and happening in the moment, which happens to be a sexual experience, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's sexual energy as a tool, basically,
yeah.
to open up, you know, the more I do tantra, the more aware I become of, we call it our energetic body.
Mm.
To open that up and to this energetic body opens up portals to many, many different experiences that mm. are very, in which you can experience reality in very different ways mm. that than you normally experience it within your conditioned self.
Mm.
For you know, dear listener, if you, for example, it's very, very similar, for example, to if you take psychedelics,
mm.
they open up possibilities to mm. To perceive the world in a very, very different way than would be your normal default position.
Mm.
And through that different way, you can actually then access aspects that by default many of us never access, by which I mean, you know, the spiritual aspects, the divine aspects, the aspects that transcend the limitations of our conditioning and of our ego and so on.
Yes, yes.
And that that actually I didn't know when I started tantra.
So the question we had was, how can tantra mm. improve your sex life? And in your words, I'm not owning the word mundane. What we started with
yeah.
in this podcast was the idea of how doing the practices of tantra has a direct impact in your sex
yes,
life.
On your sex life,
gives you more yeah. confidence. Gives you ability mm. to ask more, ask for what you want and to direct it. It helps you to undo your judgments and to engage in your sexual energy without having a dependency or attachment on the outside of that. And what you're also saying then in this next part is then how, when we say how can tantra improve your sex life, it then becomes that the actual remit of your sex life changes.
Mm-hmm.
And actually you don't just have sex because you're horny or because you want intimacy, but actually there's an intention of having a shared experience or having an experience on your own with the intention of a spiritual experience and using the act yeah. of sex to achieve that. And for me, one of the things that reminds me of in what you're saying is when we talk about tantric sex.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, tantric sex is a very inward journey. It's a very introspective. This is why I think no porn company has ever made a film of tantric sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because on the outside, it looks utterly boring, two people connected. But what we know is when you apply a certain remit of techniques, but even move those aside, you're doing these techniques, there's an inner landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, for me, this is what every spiritual practice is wanting you to achieve. Like, you know, meditation is wanting you to go into this inner landscape. I think tantric sex wants to invite you into this inner landscape.
Yes.
That you may be connected with another or you may be on your own, but it's taking you inward to the infinite, unlimited inside of you. And there's something universal about that.
Yeah, when you say, what would tantric porn be like? It reminds
yes.
me of a little bit. Why is it? It's complete. It's almost like, have you ever seen, people filmed whilst they are tripping?
Right.
And and apart from the moments where they're maybe doing something silly,
yes.
it is actually super, ideally it's super boring.
Right.
Because they're immersed in
yes.
their inner trip and you can't see that on the outside.
Yes.
And tantric sex is exactly like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an inner journey. And you meet your partner, you meet the person you're practicing that with in that space, which for me feels beyond the way that people connect in their normal day-to-day relationship. It's like a whole other paradigm, a whole other world, a whole other way of connecting.
Yeah, completely. But we talked about, you know, the the aspect of tantric sex that happens when you begin, you know, how to connect more, what is there in your body, what
yes.
is it that you really, that really floats your boat, how do you ask for that,
yes.
how do you go into that, and now we are in these inner space aspects of tantric sex, but I wanted to say there's almost one step in between that we haven't talked about so much. Mm. There are aspects that are more like sexually spectacular, for example, like screaming multi-orgasmic practices and things
yes.
like that. And I would say that once you have learned what how your body really works and what mm-hmm. works for you and how you can actually be confident enough to ask for that and to get that and to work with that mm-hmm. and to develop, like, you know, partnerships, friendships to do that, mm-hmm. then you don't usually, you don't go directly into this inner world tripping. You first need almost to get your sexual energy up, for example, mm-hmm. via these multi-orgasmic practices. Mm-hmm. And they can actually look quite spectacular
mm-hmm.
because that is all about bringing your sexual energy up to a level
mm-hmm.
your physical system is not usually used to, because mm-hmm. you know, as the quip goes, in normal sex we you know, how long do you usually spend in the moments before the point of no return?
Mm.
You go there once or twice and then you let it go and then it's over.
Mm.
But we are actually then, this is, I'm just pointing to this because this is a part of the tantric training and this is a part of how tantra really, really changes your sex
mm-hmm.
when you learn to be multi-orgasmic and mm-hmm. actually to hold much more sexual energy and much more stimulation
mm-hmm.
than you would ever normally have. Mm. And for me, personally, yeah, I said in the beginning of this podcast, the breakthrough to this into this spiritual inner tantric world mm. was actually achieved by that.
Mm. So can I just summarize?
Yeah.
So what I hear you saying is the practice of tantra enables you to hold more sexual energy.
Mm-hmm. It trains you to do that.
And in that is then much more ecstatic experiences,
yes.
much more orgasmic experiences, way beyond anything you've ever yes. had in conventional yes. sex. And what that starts to do then is to literally change the landscape
of your energetic body.
Of yes. your energetic body and your relationship with sex.
Yes.
It's no longer meeting somebody to get off. It's like you cultivate this whole, as you said, energetic body ecosystem of you that is ecstatic and then that is orgasmic.
Yes.
And as I've said, if it happens in your sex, it happens in your life. There, it can't but help ooze out. So as
yes.
I said, when we met these beautiful beings in the Osho community, they were doing all of these practices. It couldn't but help mm-hmm. ooze out to the way that they were cleaning the center, preparing
yeah,
for
yeah.
us. There was just something incredibly juicy, incredibly alive, incredibly awake. And I also then wonder whether, you know, when you look at tantra and you look at tantric sex, whether the practice of tantra is about undoing conformity. So
mm-hmm.
for me, porn has a great job, but it prescribes sex in a certain way. And for me, tantra and tantric sex looks nothing like what porn looks like. And for me, tantra and tantric sex is asking you to find the authentic expression of your sexual and mm-hmm. ecstatic energy as it's arising for you. And there's a freedom in that. There's a liberation in that. There's a confidence in that. So for me, you know, one of the things tantra has done is given me a huge amount of confidence in sex. I know what I want. I know what I want to do it. I know how I want to do it. I know
yeah.
what I want. I'm really super clear about that.
I know how to ask for
yes.
it. And that's interestingly, many people ask us, yeah, but how do you then, how can you then find people who are on the same page? And the answer is always, once you know that about yourself, you're going to radiate that. And that's gonna open up these possibilities and attract like-minded people.
Well, but I also argue, stop looking for people.
Yeah.
Stop looking for the ideal partner. Stop looking and take responsibility for yourself in the moment.
Of course. I'm not talking about ideal partners. Yeah. I'm talking about people who are tantrically on the same...
But haven't we heard... Oh, I can only start my tantra journey or my tantric sex when I find the right partner. And that's like...
That's not...
rubbish.
No, what I'm saying is you work on yourself comes first.
Yes.
Concentrate on that. Everything else will show up in the right way almost as a side effect of that.
But the point I wanted to say here was that don't make you having the right partner dependent upon having the best sex.
Yes.
As you were saying, mm-hmm. make sure you've done the inner work. You know how your body works.
Exactly.
You understand your ecstatic body, your orgasmic body. You've worked through all of the practices. It can't but then help ooze out.
Exactly. And it oozes out in many ways. And one way is the community kind of way.
Yes.
It attracts, let's call it not ideal partner, let's call it community.
Yes.
In which, you know, possibilities will be different.
Yes.
Let's put it like this. And another way of oozing out, again, is then this spiritual thing. Because there's a whole body, you know, of tantric theory, so to speak, is how this heightened orgasmic energy that you play with then works through your energetic body and how it opens up pathways in that. And then once these pathways are open, then all of these otherworldly experiences come in and then your sex really becomes something completely different, something that is beyond sex. For most people, that comes a few years into the training. And that's why I said, for me, it was somehow the other way around. It came in my first two workshops in Tantra. But for most people, just first, you know, the idea is work on your capacity to be more yourself in sex in a tantric way. And then these things will open up at some point.
It feels like the question that we set for this podcast is actually limited in its very definition, because the question was, how can Tantra improve your sex life? And that's a great question, but actually that question feels quite limited, because once you step into Tantra, your very definition of a sex life changes.
Exactly. You realize that it's not... It's
not just this linear...
Once you step in, sex is not what it used to be before. And what is sexual? What isn't sexual? You know, the answers to these questions change.
Yeah. Ingo, thank you. That's been a really good discussion about... how the limited question that we have, how Tantra can improve your sex life. There is an opportunity for you, dear listeners, to come and practice Tantra. I'm talking about a Tantra retreat starting Friday, the 30th of November.
2024,
finishing Friday, the 6th of December.
Starting on Saturday, the 30th of November.
Through to
Friday, the 6th of December. It's 7 days, 6 nights. It's in the UK, Glastonbury. Not too
easy,
far from London.
Easy to fly into from anywhere. And in this week, we are profoundly and deeply looking at healing and how, again, we're using different Tantra techniques to use anal massage as a process of healing and catharsis. And then what we're also doing, this is like a week of two halves. The second half of the week is looking at surrender and looking at, and again, completely appropriate to a Men Who Loves Men community, around how could we deeply look at surrender and power structures. And really, you know, when we talk about how Tantra can improve your sex life, actually that surrender aspect can be utterly revelationary to how you perceive sex and how you practice. Yes, and we've only got a couple of spaces left now.
Well, and a really amazing group has already come together. It's really powerful people that I like very much and that are really, really close to my heart.
Yes.
And if you want to join this, dear listener,
yes,
you will be joining a really, really powerful group of people. Brilliant. In which you can learn quite a lot.
So that's one way to carry on with us. Come and join us for this Tantra retreat. Also, have a look at our website, tantraforgaymen.com, where we are currently putting up our 2025 schedule.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ingo. It's been gorgeous, Jason, to be with you. Good topic. Not good discussion.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because we could actually do a podcast with exactly the same question again, and it would be something completely different. Because we have only talked about one of about 100 different ways of you know, to possibly answer this question from a tantric perspective.
We're going to put that to the test. We're going to put that to the test because you're going to see our beautiful dear listeners in episode 18. Yes. All right. Love you. Thank you, Ingo. Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Bye, listeners. So I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast and we've given you lots of ideas about how Tantra can improve your sex life. If you're interested in that healing and surrender retreat, you can get details of that on our website, tantraforgaymen.com. If you're interested in learning Tantra online, join our online ashram. That's at community.tantra4gaymen.com. Ingo and I look forward to seeing you in episode 18. And yeah, take care till then. Bye-bye.